So you want to be authentic. You want to be real. You want to have your listeners know that you are the real thing. Well, this week on Podcast Dojo, we're going to talk about why editing your show is actually the best thing to do to help you be real. On this week on Podcast Dojo.
Master the art of the podcast. It's
Podcast Dojo!
Hey there, hello, and welcome to Podcast Dojo, the show that each week inspires those wanting to start a podcast to find their passion and start recording, coach those recording to master their niche, and to help cheer the podcast community on as podcasting grows more and more popular each and every day. I am your host, Brian, and I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for taking the time out of your very busy day to come by and sit down and listen to little old me. And I want to thank you so much for that. A lot of things happening this week. I'm going to be talking about being real. Okay. You hear people a lot of times talking about, well, I'm just being real. All right. While they don't want to edit because they want to keep it real. Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to tackle that. We also got some new information about who's going to be keynoting at Podcast Movement and a little bit of other podcasting news. So let's go ahead and let's get ourselves going. You can catch the show notes and all the information over podcastdojo.com/026. So anyhow, so if you have listened to any shows, any podcast shows, I'm sure more than once you've heard the host say, I want to keep it authentic. I want to keep it real. I'm not going to edit this, or I don't edit this show because I like to keep it real. I want to keep it authentic. I'm an authentic person. I'm going to keep it real. Well, you know, first off, my opinion, I'll just throw that out there real quick. This is the first little portion of this is my opinion. And what goes through my head whenever I hear someone say, I'm just being authentic. And what I'm hearing when I hear people say, I'm just being authentic is, are you trying to overcompensate for you because you're not being yourself? Or who are you trying to convince that you're not being authentic? Is it us that you're trying to be authentic, or are you trying to convince yourself? And so I hear that, not that's the first thing that jumps in my head. Then granted, that's more likely just my cynical side that's just really jumping in there and just really wanting to, I've got a really thing today. I don't know what's going on. I already noticed I've said really, really too many times, but okay. Point noted. We're going to change that now. But you have, when you hear or when you're telling somebody, a lot of times, when you say something like, I'm just trying to be this, it's kind of already implied, especially when it comes to podcasting. I'm trying to be authentic. I'm just really, really trying to be real here. And I purposely did the realies on that one. That's kind of to use a late 80s phrase, duh moment. Most people already know. They listen to you because they like who you are. If you're not being yourself, your audience is pretty darn smart. They could smell a lie like a fart in a car, to quote a phrase from Pump Up the Volume. People are going to know when you're not being authentic. So stating that I'm just being authentic here is not going to fix the issue. And a lot of people don't want to edit. Okay. I get it. Editing is a drag, man. It's terrible. It's a pain. Hey, I'm having fun today. It's one of those things where, yeah, just, it's not something that is high on the list. It is time consuming, especially if you're really into, if you wanting to try to do a narrative storytelling show like Serial or This American Life or Startup or any of these other NPR style shows, let you know that is a tough thing to do. You're going to put in a lot of hours because there's a lot of editing. You're just cutting and pasting and reviewing and seeing how it all runs together and how, what's going on here. Does that make any type of sense? And are we doing what we're, are we aiming at what we're aiming for? And all these other little bits when it comes to editing, does it sound natural? Does it, are there weird cuts in between words and things along those lines? And if that's the, okay, sorry about that. I had a, my blind dog got lost. So, but where was I? Anyhow, talking about being authentic and actually editing. So there's lots of different ways that you can be real. And a lot of, when a lot of people talk about not, they don't want to edit because they want to be authentic and they want to be who they really are. Okay, I can kind of get it. Yeah, all right, you're human. You make a mistake from time to time. I get it. Most of us understand. But at the same time, there's three different authentics that you want to do when it comes to being real. And you're like, what? What? Three different authentics? Yes, actually, you want to be, you want to have authentic sound. You want to have authentic courtesies to your listeners, and you want to authentically care for the show. And that's what we're, I'm going to actually cover this week. So anyhow, let's go ahead and let's dive in because got the snarky, semi-snarky portion taken care of out of the way. It's all right. Basically, don't say you're being authentic. All right. And it says it's when it comes to, well, don't say you're trying to be authentic when it comes to the fact of whether or not you're trying, you don't want to edit. All right. You don't want to edit because it's a pain in the butt. I understand. It's a hassle, but, editing is needed. You edit a lot of stuff and still be real in life. And we're going to cover some of those. So anyhow, let's start out for your authentic sound. Now, at the beginning, you heard me when I was talking about, I was already saying really, really too many times. And that is what that word really is considered a verbal crutch. It is, I am using it in a verbal manner to make a space, an audio, audible spacer. I want to make some noise while my brain tries to catch up. There we go. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm making some noise, giving a space, trying to give a stop long enough for my brain to catch up because my lips flap a heck of a lot faster than my brain runs. My brain is molasses while my mouth is quicksilver. I say more things than I should before I actually think. But authentic sound, when you are talking, especially for when you first start podcasting, you realize that you're talking a lot. And you, when you talk, you're, you know, saying, these, really often, verbal crutches. And when you use all those verbal crutches, that gets to be really old and really quick. And especially if you don't notice it, if you're not recognizing that you're using the verbal crutches, you'll use them an awful lot. And you use them an awful lot, guess what happens? Your show becomes a drinking game. And you don't want drinking games. Because what drinking games lead to are drunk listeners. Drunk listeners hop in their car and start driving because a lot of people listen to podcasts while driving. And so all of a sudden, you've got a dead listener. You don't want dead listeners. Podcast listeners are hard enough to come by. We don't need to be killing them off. So you want to edit the ums and the you knows and the reallys and the verbal crutches that are like that. You want to make sure that you have your sound flowing good. Now you can overdo it. I'll just let you know. Don't go in and you're trying to edit out. You notice that you have got every third word. You don't want to go off and try to remove every single and other verbal crutches because then all of a sudden you sound actually unnatural. And then you really start sounding unauthentic, and you want to keep that authenticity, right? But you don't want to do it to the manner to where you sound almost robotic, that you're actually thinking while you're talking would be a good way to look at that. And without the occasional ums, and you hear those in this show, you hear them on any other show. You even hear them on professional broadcast shows. You'll hear talk show hosts going blah, blah, blah. And, blah, 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 blah. Those are natural, because your brain does have to catch up. Your brain is actually forming sentences and doing a whole bunch of other things all at once. And so, yeah, your lips have an idea of what's going on. And so they'll spout out what needs to be said, in hopes that, you know, down the road, your brain's going to catch up and state the next key point so that your lips can continue to flap in a coherent fashion. But a reason why you want to edit your show, especially with the ums and the ahs and the goof ups, because some people, they especially like to put out, a lot of people, a podcast host will put out, "Hey, I'm just being real," when they go off and accidentally hit their microphone, knock the microphone over, something falls, clack, blam, and you hear this, you see this big spike, and they just really aren't really going to be in the mood to want to have to edit this out later on. So they go, well, something, I just had to half my roof fall in, but that's, I'm just being authentic and we're just going to continue on. Well, that's not a good example, because if half your roof fell in, that would make for good radio. And so you'd want that. But anyhow, if you're sitting there talking and you're like me and you've heard it several times, I think I've even done it a couple of times, I'm just not paying attention on this one where I talk with my hands a lot. I do. And I almost have to sit on my hands to keep them still. But then I start doing the bouncing around thing because I'm still talking with my hands and I'm going all over the place. But if you're, a lot of times while I'm talking with my hands, I sit close enough to my mic stand that I've grazed it. And so you may get occasional little thunk like that. But if there's been times when I've listened to them and all of a sudden you hear a boom, boom, boom. And that's because they talked with their hands. They actually knocked their mic out over. And all of a sudden you got this peaked out thunk noise and got your earbuds in and the earbuds pop out of your ears. It's so loud. It's really painful is a good way. And a lot of times they'll come back and, "Oh, sorry about that. Knock my mic stand over. And I'm not going to edit that out. I'm just being authentic." Okay. Well, I want you to look at this in a little bit different way. Okay. When it comes to editing, just being authentic, you screwed up in a way. You used bad mic, got a lot of plosives and you've got a lot of semblances and things like that. Now you can be authentic and just leave it in there and worry down the road that your listeners' ears may start bleeding after a while because you sound like Herbert off of Family Guy and you're talking like this and you've got your voices and your whistlings. And those little mistakes can be viewed a lot like when you're writing a blog post or writing an email to an audience member. When you write out an email or a blog post, you get it all done. What do? Do you just hit post or send? Boom. Well, I'm sure some people do. They're a lot better at it than I am then, because I then turn around and I hit spell check, because there's oftentimes before I put on automatic spell check, there's times I would just kind of graze through there and go, "Yeah, okay, it looks good." Boop. And hit send or post. And then later on, a day, 2 days down the road, I'm looking through there going, "The is not spelt HTE. Or you've got some other weird spellings where you spell, you know, Constantinople completely wrong. And you've got all these spelling mistakes. Well, are you going to leave it in there because you're just being authentic? You just don't know how to spell words. I mean, that's what it looks like. Are you being authentic because you just don't want to do the work? Or are you being authentic by helping the person out? Are you going to be authentic by helping your reader, in this case, out by spelling the words correctly so that they know what they're supposed to be trying to read? So, and that's READ and not REED. When you go to send the email, are you double checking to make sure that you're sending it to the right person? Do you have the email address correct? Most people do. Most people look to see. Most people nowadays have a hard time actually are being real and authentic in that way when they text, because a lot of times you sit there and will type it out and hit send, and then you look at it and you go, yeah, that didn't make a lick of sense. Autocorrect fail. I mean, they've got a whole website set to that called damnyouautocorrect.com. And there, you know, I agree. There's some pretty funny autocorrects in there. But at the same time, that's people with the same instance of being real and authentic. They didn't really and authentically didn't check their edit their text message before they hit send. And I'm as guilty of that as anybody else. So you want to be real, you want to be authentic, and you want to really authentically check your sound and edit your sound and make sure that your sound is good and you're not blowing people's earbuds out by having the volumes too loud or too soft. And you want to make sure that you're making a coherent sentence and a coherent phrase, and you're making a point as you go through your podcast show. What is the point of this particular segment? This one here, we're talking about how to authentically edit. So you also want to authentically have courtesy for your listeners. And again, that leads back to the sound, because you want to authentically make sure that your volumes are not too loud, and or you're not talking way back here and it just is real hard to hear. You want to make sure that you've got the sound at a good level, and that you don't have to go from one segment to another and they're having to change the volume. You're not wanting to make sure that everything with your sound is good. And when your sound is good, you're being nice. You're being kind to your listener's ears, because there's more than one listener. So make sure that you're taking care of your listeners. And even with coming to taking care of them, listen to them. Take your listeners into account for what you're doing. And if they have comments about it, let them know that you've heard their comments. Be authentic that way. Let your audience members know that you're being authentic. Because if you're putting on airs, people are going to, or like I said before, people are going to know. They're going to grasp the fact that you are not who you claim to be. And you've had people like that before. You come across those all the time, of someone who is really all uppity and in your face and full of energy, and you go and you see them and they put out that they're really positive, and then you go and you get to know them and boy, they are just the most negative person you come across. And they're cynical and everything else. Now, granted, I know I'm got a bit of cynic in me, but I'm doing the 12-step program here, folks. I'm getting out of that. So what else do you want to edit your show? Well, another one is it shows that you care. And you're like, what? How does that show that I care about the show itself? Well, okay. Here's another great example. Here in the Midwest, actually Oklahoma to be specific, but this is all in the mid part of folks on the coast like to call this place, this area of the world, flyover country. We have a great little fun pastime that a lot of guys with some extra money that like to do. And that is they will take an old pickup. They'll fix it up. They'll jack it up a little bit. They'll put some risers in there. They'll put some bigger tires and some enhanced suspension and everything else. And they make this pickup, maybe soup the engine up a little bit too, and then put on some bigger tires, big old knobby, gnarly looking tires, and then wait for it to rain and get a good rain. And then what do? They go out mud. And this is a lot of fun. And it's not even just after rain. They'll go down to a local river that has got an area that's open, and they'll go down there and they'll go a mud. Now, what mudding is basically What a sound. You take the pickup out and you go just a romping through the mud in it, and you throw mud all up in the air and it lands on your pickup and on your windshield and on top and on the doors. And as you go spinning and sliding around, you got mud flying every which way, and you hop out and people are flying by and you get slapped with mud that's been airborne mud there, and you're getting smacked with mud on the other way. And you may end up having a guy that got himself stuck. So you grab your chain and you go over there and you crawl around in the mud and you get it all hooked up to them. You pull them out of the mud, get them unstuck and out of the mud, and you hop back in and you go bouncing all over the countryside and have a time of your life. You may end up catching a little bit of air as you find that hidden tree trunk that's been buried under the mud, and you have a good old time. And as you go home, you wear that muddy pickup like a badge of honor. You're going back home and you barely see. You've had to get out and scrape some mud off the windshield. So you're driving like you're in a tank. You just got this little 12-inch by 3-inch square that you're looking out of as you're driving that back home. You may drive up and do what's called Dragon Main and take your pickup up to the main area and just kind of show everybody off to everybody. Hey, I went mudding and we are dirty. We're just all sorts of covered in all sorts of mud. Well, you could be real and authentic and go, you know what? I like mudding. I'm going to be real and authentic, and I'm going to leave it on there. I'm not going to wash this pickup at all. Well, okay. But what happens is a lot of times, a lot of mud has a slightly, now it's not going to eat your door hinge off, but it's got a slight acidity to it. Now, not all mud has that. As you go on cleachy mud, and cleachy is very alkaline, but there's a lot of dirt out there that has a slight acidity to it, and it has natural salts in there, and so it damages the paint. It damages the undercarriage and the body and everything else with that's on that pickup that makes that pickup really cool and work really great. So you can authentically show, hey, I like mud and I'm a guy and I'm just enjoy driving through the mud, romping through the mud all the time. Well, congratulations. You're just like every other guy out there in the United States. You have fun. You like to get dirty. Well, you're going to, though, also authentically care for that pickup and care for your audience, i.e. your girlfriend. Yeah, she may not mind a muddy pickup from time to time, but there's times that a girl likes to be a girl dad, burn it, and they're going to dress up and they're going to look nice for you, and they're not going to want to have to rub up against a muddy, dirty pickup as they try to climb in, because they do. They have to climb in, especially when you got one that's about 18 foot tall. I've seen some really short girls, like 5 foot, trying to get up to pickups that have the bottom of the door starts at their shoulder. So that's actually kind of comical to watch them try to crawl into. But at the same time, the girls like to be girls and they like to dress nice also. And so you're caring for your girlfriend by making sure that your pickup's clean, but you're also caring for your pickup i.e. your show being that pickup by making sure that after you get finished showing off that you had fun mudding, that you go and wash it and wax it and take and spray down the undercarriage and make sure that it's all clean. So you authentically care for your show. The same as you would authentically care for that pickup being your show. You want to take care of it. You want to baby it. You want to make sure your girlfriend or your audience, it has a good time with the pickup also, or that show. And so make sure that you're being authentic by doing some editing, doing some cleanup. You got a 2-minute space of silence because your morning coffee kicked in and you had to run to the bathroom real quick. Then don't be authentic and leave all that noise in there, because really we don't want to hear the bathroom noise and we don't want to have the silence. So edit that out. Everybody knows you're probably going to have to go to the bathroom sometime today. So you don't want to be authentically care for your listeners and authentically care for the quality of your sound. And when you do, you'll still, your true authenticity of who you are and what you think and what you believe will shine through even more, even brighter, even more magnificent than it did beforehand. And as long as you take care of your listeners and you take care of how your edits are being done, your audience will grow. Your audience will become even better. Because look at Serial as an example. They could really not care, and it would not have been the highest downloaded podcast in that short amount of time that it was. But because they took the time to authentically do a show that is as good as they did, they hit it out of the ballpark. You're now going to have, I've already seen Serial with a C, and I've seen several Serial like knockoffs already coming into play. You want to sit there and scratch your head and go, really, people, have a little authenticity. Talk about not being authentic. Go look at New and Notable, and then just go see, look and see how many are trying to be storytelling narratives like Serial was. You'll sit there and go, oh my God, really? They went there. Well, I mean, yeah, they went there. Same as there's 10,000 different On Fire shows these days, because they're trying to copy the formula that John Lee Dumas did. But the authenticity that goes into that proves what shows will become better and which shows will pod fade. Inauthentic shows normally do pod fade. They hear a type of show, and they're like, hey, we can do that type of show. And then so they do it, and they do it, and they do it, and that pod fades, and it never comes back. So authenticity, marvelous thing for podcasts. But make sure that you're not being inauthentic out of laziness, really. And that's what a lot of times people, I don't have time to edit, and so I'm just going to be authentic. That made a lot of sense, but okay. And your show's going to suffer for that. Now, onto a little bit of podcasting news. Got a couple of three really neat items that are actually around. We've got, first thing on the top of the list here is we've got a new directory out. Now, you're not going to be able to sign up for this directory. You're not going to be able to join it. It is a very exclusive directory. It's so exclusive. In fact, it's only for National Public Radio shows. So This American Life, Planet Money, things along those lines it's an NPR based directory done by NPR. So it's only theirs, which, I mean, granted, NPR puts out a lot of great shows, and they put out a lot of high quality shows. And it's actually a great idea for NPR because they're losing listeners on the radio. Now, they keep trying to do shows there, and they are consuming massive amounts of money, taxpayer money. But this helps the shows that are good to actually shine even brighter. And NPR, I think, is actually needs to change their name, National Public Radio, to National Public Podcasting, to NPP, because they're knocking it out of the park with podcasting. It's their form of shows have always done a lot better as a podcast than they actually have as radio shows. So good to hear NPR has their own directory now. Now all you have to do is just try to get onto NPR so your show can actually be on their directory. So. And also, got some great information. This is actually really, really cool. That, speaking of Serial, Podcast Movement, they've announced who the closing keynote speaker is. And it's Sarah Koenig of Serial. She's actually going to be in Dallas, and she's actually going to be talking at Podcast Movement. I may actually have to go. This is actually kind of neat to be able to shake hands with a podcaster an investigative journalist who actually turned podcaster, who actually put out a really high quality show. I think this is actually great. And last thing I wanted to kind of talk about is PowerPress 6. PowerPress 6 got a little update to 6.0.1, which it's not a big major update. It's just a kind of a little bug fix more than anything. But there's a few notable items because, I mean, they've got a lot of the background stuff. They've done like the, made some changes to the CSS for the buttons and things like that. Because on PowerPress 6, great update. Version 6 of PowerPress was a phenomenal update. It came out before I started redoing the show. But when it came out, I was looking forward to it, and so was everybody else, because it has a great subscription model to it. You can now actually, they've helped out, because a lot of people, believe it or not, do not take the steps. And this is something that you want to do, is you want to take the steps to make sure that when you put your show up, that everybody is able to get subscribe to it. They may not subscribe to it. They may be someone who still goes to each individual page, pushes play, and plays the thing, plays the show through the, from beginning to end through their computer speakers. If that's the case, great, awesome. Hey, you got a listener. They listen. But there are those who are in the vast majority that like to take their show and put it onto their phone and listen to it on their phone as they commute, as they drive or as they ride the train or whatever to and from work. And a lot of people, and it's not just new guys. We're talking some big names like David Lee Roth. I haven't checked in a while, but there for a while, you can go to his site and you won't find out how he gets his show, how to subscribe to his show to save your life. There's only one way you can subscribe to his show, and that's through iTunes. So you have cut out 20% of your listeners. You can't get it through his site. You can't get it through anywhere else. But for the longest time, the only way you can get it is through iTunes. Well, that's a big mistake. Of course, I mean, that's David Lee Roth. He's got the name David Lee Roth to carry him listeners. There's going to be people. It's like, you know, Lady Gaga. She's had a large Twitter following for the sole fact that she was the person that she is. But there are those who don't have a clue as to who Lady Gaga is, or don't care who Lady Gaga is. But they do care about this particular topic, and they want to go, they have enough technical sense to go, hey, I want to be able to listen to this on my phone. I've got an Android. And so what they did is they made it to where Podcast Republic will go through, and it, when you hit, whenever they pull up your site, it will go through and it will notify Podcast Republic that, hey, there's a possibility. And so an Android user has then is when that particular site comes up, they will have a list of how do you want to open this up? Do you want to open it up with Chrome, Internet, Podcast Republic, which is the podcatcher that they made a change to, Beyond Pod, if you happen to have Beyond Pod. And there's a couple other podcatchers out there that do this same thing, but not very many. But they made the change so that Podcast Republic, instead of pulling up iTunes, your iTunes link, it actually pulls up your actual feed, which makes it a lot easier because your feed's going to show up a lot. Feed's going to show up. You're not going to get quite the kudos or the ranking information that you would with iTunes through Podcast Republic. The other thing that they changed on it, and I didn't see it mentioned in here, but I just noticed it on my site, is they changed there for a bit when 6 came out, they were doing ITPC colon quack quack and your RSS feeds URL without the HTTP. Okay. Yeah, great. Because what that does is when you click on the iTunes, it automatically added it to your iTunes, or to your Apple Podcasts app. Easy. One click. Boom. You're signed up. You're good. You're great. You're awesome. Thumbs up. Way to go. Big drawback with that though is that you don't get the subscription juice that you want to have when it comes to iTunes, because iTunes counts not just how many people listen to your show, but how many are actually downloading and how many people are actually subscribing through iTunes or through the podcast app, because it's kind of one and the same. to be able to do that, you have to actually hit the iTunes page for your website, for your podcasts. And so they luckily changed it from ITPC over to HTTP. So great. Awesome. Now you get your iTunes cred, and we're helping out and allowing more Android users to be able to grab your shows easier. And PowerPress 6, what that actually allows is you can now throw a widget up and it actually gives you all your subscription information. So if you have PowerPress 6, make sure you go through all the different settings and make sure everything's set up. That's what I normally do. If I notice that I actually whack the stand, I'll put an audio marker in there so that I can remove that funk and the snap and make it sound normal. One of the things you want to make sure you're doing to allow your listeners to hear you, get you in every possible means out there, is go ahead and throw that widget up. Go through your settings. Make sure you got all your settings done. The FAQ that I was about to talk about whenever I whacked the stand and then got sidetracked with going, is I'm working on an FAQ page for one different podcast, podcast managers, podcatchers. So that some of the common problems that you may come across, how do I subscribe to a show on AntennaPod, or how do I subscribe to a show on Pocket Cast? You know, things like that. It'll also have means to cover how do I get what settings do I need to have for my podcast site through PowerPress? And that will be added in there, and it'll maybe have some that redirect over to actual power, the Blueberry's Raw Voices FAQ and information, but it'll also be just my version of how to fix that. My means to defer a feline, so to speak. So lots of neat little advancements there. PowerPress 6 and now 6.0.1. Great stuff. So, all right, folks, I want to thank you very much for taking the time out of your day, listening as you're going to work or coming back from work. And I hope my aim is to inspire you. If you don't have a podcast, get a hold of me. You can go to podcastdojo.com/contact us or /contact. And there's several different ways you can get a hold of me. You want help on getting your podcast up and running. You want help on trying to find a way of getting you want a podcast. There's something you want a podcast so bad. You can taste it, but you don't know, what do I need a podcast about? Is anybody interested in underwater basket weaving? Well, I bet you there are. Let me help you find a way of finding where your passion is. What is it that you want to do? And it may surprise you, it may not even be what your business is about, but it's the thing that you have the most passion for. I'd love to be able to help you out with that. If you're also wanting to got an idea that you're wanting to get things started up, then go to podcastdojo.com/site5. That take you over to the site 5 website. And you can then sign up for for hosting, and let me know name and your web address, and we'll get you going. A lot like young Graham over at Kung Fu Soup. I stumble over that almost every time. podcast.com. He's slowly getting that up. I'm still cheering him on. Come on, Graham, you can get it. And if you feel like it got a little bit of time, you want to help the show out just a little bit, go to podcastdojo.com/love and just share the love. It's a pre-populated tweet. You just send that out and let everybody know that, hey, you listen to Podcast Dojo. So anyhow, folks, I want to thank you very much for everything you've done for me, the encouragements that I've gotten, and want to thank you. And we don't have any listener emails or anything like that this week. So if you have any, podcastdojo.com/contact us, and we'll see you next week. All right. So till then, go tell the world who you are.
Hey Rolling Podcast Network. Hey Rolling.